revolution. Well, you know.
I want a revolution. That's why we're here, right? That's why we're here. My gosh, what an awesome time with Congressman Mark Pocan. You know, I'm kind of like nerding out a little bit. Got to be honest, because that was so cool. He, thank you, Mr. Congressman, for your time and for your brilliance. That was amazing. I could have talked to him for another 2-3 hours. That was cool, and that was a real pleasure to do. And so this is my producer Amanda said this is Mark's musings, and so this is, I guess, what the segment has turned into. And I want to talk, you know, so the last, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it's been, has been like doom and gloom. Oh my goodness, the school shooting and the bulletproof backpacks, blah blah blah. Not today, my friends. We're not going to do that today, because I'm going to talk about, I'm going to give you some encouragement to be like Nike and just do it. Live and do. No, I'm not going to go all live, laugh, love on you guys. I'm not doing that, because Lord knows that's not me. But I'm going to tell you just a little bit of a story. In my career, I get like one day off a week other than Sundays. I own a business, and so Wednesdays are my day off. And my wife said earlier this week that she wanted to take our son out of school on my day off, because it might be the last really nice day where we get to, like, you know, run around in shorts and a t-shirt and just have fun and play and be together as a family. And oh my God, did we ever. It was awesome. Lately, my business and my life has been just absolutely like crazy stressful. You know, I look at, like, so every week my phone kind of yells at me, and it'll say, here's your phone usage. You want to see it, loser? You know, and they give you this report of how much screen time you have. And I'm like, I hold my nose and I open it up and I'm like, oh God, let's see it. And Wednesdays, I think I said, is my day off. And so I see on my phone screen that it's like, you know, a couple hours here, 3 hours there. And then Wednesday is like 8 hours of phone usage. So never is like me being off. It's, I'm just working from home and working on my phone. And that's not cool, because, you know, I on Sundays we have like no tablet Sundays, and I try to shut my phone off. I put it on vibrate, and I try not to be as available at all, because I want to be there with my family, you know. And I haven't been as productive and as present of a dad as I should have been, and I should be, you know. And I try to justify that by saying, oh, I'm doing this for them, you know, because I mean, it is true. But, you know, years down the road, my kids are not going to remember that. When I'm gone, they're not going to remember, oh, Dad worked so hard and he did it all for us. What they're going to remember is where I was physically and mentally. I mean, I could be there physically, but if I'm not there, I'm paying attention to something else. I'm not there. And what they're going to remember is, they're going to remember, hey, you know what? Dad picked me up from school every day, and Dad was at my baseball games, and Dad was always there to tell me that I am loved, because I do love them. And of course my wife, but that's so important. And so we kind of did this thing where it was on a Wednesday, it was my day off, and my wife was like, you know what, let's take our son out of school and let's have a family day. And so I it was Wednesday, and you know, Ben was waking up. He's in first grade, which is like exponentially harder than kindergarten, you know. It's, oh my gosh, the change for him. There's homework. Anyway, you know, we're getting him ready and I'm making him his breakfast, and I kind of stopped and I was like, dude, what if I called the school and said, you're going to be with us today? And what if we had just had a fun family day? We went to a park and got some lunch, and his eyes got as big as saucers, and he was like, what? And I said, yeah, let's do that. What if we just had a fun day? And the smile was like bigger than his face. And his eyes got all squinty because that's what happens when he smiles. And he's like, let's do it, Dad. Let's do it. And we did. And we went to the Titletown Park, which was wonderful. If you guys ever come to Green Bay, I really recommend that park. We laughed and ran around and had contests on the 40-yard dash and slid down the slides and just we were together as a family. Then we went to 1919 because they wanted to see the 30-foot-tall Super Bowl trophy. And then we went to the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary and fed the geese out of their hands nonetheless. And then there was one that would like let them pet it. And it was actually like a super nice goose. So, but the whole point is, and then, oh yes, no, I can't forget this, guys. We're a huge Red Sox family. We love the Boston Red Sox. And we finished the day watching the Red Sox have a walk-off win to stay alive in the wild card race. It was like the best day. It was incredible. And my phone, I can't wait to see that report because it's going to show that, yeah, I mean, I was on it, of course, for a little bit, but not anywhere near what I was. And it was amazing for my children and my wife. And it was amazing for me because I went to work the next day, rejuvenated and exercised, you know, like energized to take on whatever, because I know we're going to be fine. But I want you all to do that too. Like, do it. Do if you feel you need a personal day, take it. If you need a family day, take it, because, you know, life goes by so quickly. It's so fast. And the time that you have with the people that you love is so short and it means so much. So that is Mark's musings for today, is whatever you need and whatever you need to give to the people who need it, do it. Do it. Take the vacation, take the time, breathe. Live, laugh, love, sure, whatever. I guess if that's what you want to do, do it, because it is so important for you, for your family, and for your health. And that's Mark's musings here on The Rational Revolution. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you again, Congressman Mark Pocan. We will see you next week. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?